Dr. Javier Dan Clayton is on Emily Franco, E-M-I-L-Y Franco, F-R-A-N-C-O, birthday 9-10-01, dictation 11-7-23. Patient presents to follow up of MVA 4 days ago with complaints of pain on her, quote, left side, taking ibuprofen given to her then. History of a stroke on her left side while making a turn, another car and hitting her side wrong lane. Seen at emergency room with X-ray, negative X-rays. Seen here for follow-up with evaluation. 10/27 with multiple contusions and sprains, including left shoulder, left ribcage, left hip, neck sprain, trapezius muscle on the left side. Today she presents with similar symptoms, taking medications without some relief. Still with complaints of pain to the left posterior lateral neck and increase the turning, also describe popping sensation left shoulder with painful range of motion, pull, abduction, also with popping sensation in her left hip with movement. Also reveal symptoms now, of course, some popping in right hip as well, related to popping and questionable related to popping in left hip. Physical examination. General appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, negative neck with a 1+ tenderness to that posterior C spine and paraspinal area and left suprascapular area. Lungs clear, off stage percussion, heart rate moved without marks and gallops, abdomen soft, as again, negative tenderness. Back with left suprascapular tenderness as before, extremities with painful range of motion of elevation, abduction of the shoulder above 90 degrees, range of motion of left hip at normal limits with minimal discomfort described internally. Neurological within normal limits, skin within normal limits. Impression follow-up MVA with neck injury, left shoulder injury, left hip injury. Patient is advised to continue with medications. I was given a prescription for meloxicam to take after she finishes her ibuprofen. Advised to moist tea, reduced activities. Patient, and to follow up again in 2 weeks, patient's requesting to see a chiropractor that she's seen in the past who has treated her for popping joints. Was told that she would need to get authorization to see a chiropractor under MVA, that physical therapy may be warranted. On follow-up, if not continuing to improve or having residual symptoms, but did not feel physical therapy warranted at this time, with some improvement in recent accident. A patient to take medications, advised, again, moist tea and reduced activities in the interim until seen again. see about seeing their chiropractor, given the option to see the chiropractor of their own accord, if she feels like that would be of some benefit, and we'll be followed as we, if anyone needs to see it.